Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. Last year, we commemorated 100 years since the guns of the Great War fell silent for the last time. Now, 1 year on, we also commemorate 80 years since the start of the Second World War. So, as we remember and pay tribute again to those who suffered and died for the freedom we now enjoy, we look to the future with hope for ourselves, our nation, and our world. Hope is deeply Christian. It springs above all from our belief in the resurrection of Christ from the dead. If Christ is raised, nothing is impossible. Every day, we're reminded that what was supposed to be the war that will end all wars did not lead to that. Human pride, greed, and folly has led to millions of deaths. But the Bible looks forward to a time when our hope for peace will be fulfilled. It speaks of the old order of things passing away and God making all things new. And it calls on Christians to live today in the light of their hope for tomorrow. So in gratitude for the past and in hope for the future, we come together to worship God today. So let us pray. God of peace, we come before you today in sorrow, in gratitude, and in hope. We grieve for those who have died in war, for those who have been injured in body, mind, and spirit, and for those who have been bereaved. As we remember this day, we acknowledge again the failures that have led us to war. We acknowledge the flaws in the human heart that have led us too often to choose the path of violence instead of the way of peace. We grieve for the millions of lives lost or ruined because of human sin. We acknowledge too our debt to those who fought for us and paid the price for our freedom in their bodies and souls. We thank you for their courage and their devotion to their comrades and their country. And we thank you for those who did not fight, for women who served at home or in hospitals, and for the conscientious objectors who witnessed to peace at great personal cost. And we thank you for the Christian teaching that warfare is not your desire for the world, that peace between peoples and nations is possible, and that one day you will wipe every tear from every eye and make all things new. Amen.
Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, acknowledging our own failure to seek and establish that peace which God longs for all people to know. Together, God of peace, forgive us when we have participated in that which turns people against each other, fulfilling anger and harbouring vengeance, for not heeding your call to love one another. Inspire us never to give up on the hope that your life offers us, and the courage to seek past war and desolation, and live for the day when it will be peace. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from all your sins, heal and acknowledge you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
There's a book in the Bible, the book of Psalms, and that's a book of songs about God and songs to God. So we're going to say together Psalm 27 this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies, my foes, who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me. Spouting malicious accusations, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord.
As we come to our act of remembrance this morning, I recognise not everybody may be able to stand. That's fine. If you need to sit at any point so that you can stand at a part that's more relevant for you, please do. Feel free to stand or sit. We will remain standing at this point. Let us remember before God those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humanity.
Flight Sergeant Kenneth Alder. Ordinary Seaman William Ernest Allen. Chief Engine Room Artificer Leslie Bartram. Leading Stoker Second Class Charles William Bug. RAF Reserve Corporal Alfred John Burrows. Captain Eric Drake, Royal Artillery. Chief Officer Merchant Navy E.J. Edmonds. R.B. Galloway, Soldier, 2nd Battalion, Seaforth Highlanders. Gunner Frank Garton, Royal Artillery. Private Harry John Girling, King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. Gunner Herbert Allen Harvey, Royal Artillery. Lance Corporal Reginald Hoare, Royal Army Medical Corps. Ordinary Seaman, Royal Navy, Reginald Bertram Hurran. Sergeant Bernard Lever, Royal Air Force Volunteer Reserve. Flight Lieutenant, Royal Air Force, Lewis Fry Malone. Private Charles Matthews, Suffolk Regiment. Driver, Edward Reginald Wilfred Mayhew, Royal Army Service Corps.
Sergeant Geoffrey Morphew, RAF Volunteer Reservist. R. A. Nursey, a civilian. Telegraphist, Royal Navy, George Edward Rinder. Royal Marine, Frederick Eric Runnicles. Sergeant Leonard Eustace Sawyer, 206 Squadron. Gunner Vernon Neville Sawyer, Royal Engineers. Sergeant Alan Frank Scott, RAF Volunteer Reservist. Driver Charles Scrivener, Royal Army Service Corps. Soldier T.A. Smith, Grenadier Guards. William David Smith, Royal Navy. Aircraftsman Aubrey Taylor, RAF Volunteer Reservist. Cadet Officer John Robert Thompson, RAF Volunteer Reservist. Pilot Officer, RAF, Cyril James Todd. Sapper, Royal Engineers, Albert Percy West. Captain Robert Bertrand Wooten, Royal Artillery. Private Sidney George Weimer, Essex Regiment. Sergeant, RAF Volunteer Reservist, Llewellyn Edward Jones.
They shall grow not old, as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. But the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Ever living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
On this Sunday morning, I'm sure we've all come here to remember with thankfulness all those military and civilians who've died and suffered in the many conflicts that have affected our nation, especially in the last 100 years or so. There is one thing I suggest that unites us all here this morning, and that is the wearing of the symbol of remembrance, the poppy. We've already seen poppies used in our service, in the wreath carried up earlier by our two church wardens, and in the 34 poppies laid so nicely at the foot of the altar by members of our uniformed groups. The wreath that the church wardens brought up will be placed after this service on our war memorial, which is located, if you didn't know, on the wall of Our Lady Chapel. This has the names of 33 servicemen and one civilian from our parish who died in the Second World War. Poppies were chosen to be used as the symbol of remembrance after the end of the First World War. And I expect many of you know that after the battlefields in France and Belgium fell silent, the next summer, despite all the mud and destruction, flowers began to appear. Flowers bloomed. Red field poppies, like those on the screen. Not only did they represent the blood shed by so many, but they also represented the blood shed at the death of our Saviour Jesus Christ, and they represented a sign of hope and a new life. This morning, we're going to make a large poppy on the screen, and the word poppy has 5 letters, P-O-P-P-Y, and this will help us to focus on why we've come here this morning. Our first P stands for praise. Well, we've already done a lot of that. We've come here to worship God with thankfulness by singing hymns and songs, by reflecting in the silence together with the helicopter, and by praying. However, it's so easy to forget very quickly what God has done for us in our lives by taking him for granted. We should never, ever forget what a sacrifice God made by sending his Son to earth to save us from our sins. Just like the sacrifice so many men and women have done for us in the past. Our next petals remain the letter O, offering. We heard the words of Jesus read by Marjorie just now. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And this is just what the 34 men named in our war memorial did. Before this morning, I discovered a little bit about some of those who died 75 years ago in 1944. Their names were mentioned, but I'd like to share these with you. Men like Private Harry Girling, who died in the Normandy beach landings and has no known grave. George Rinder and Leslie Bartram, who both served in the Royal Navy on HMS Isis, which was sunk whilst helping to liberate Europe with only 20 survivors. And I'm afraid neither of them were among the 20. And their names are recorded on the war memorial in Portsmouth. Cyril Todd was a pilot in 90 Squadron, and he died during the Normandy landings, protecting such men as my own father, who went to France on D-Day 2+2. And finally, 3 soldiers who died in Italy, and who have their graves in Commonwealth War Grave Cemeteries, such as the one on the screen. These graves are in a place called Cassino in Italy. And we remember particularly Albert West. He was a Royal Engineer, and his family lived near here. They gave the land that our church hall is built on and built many of the houses near to the church in Felixstowe and Bucklesham Roads. I used to live in one of those. Robert Wootton served in the Royal Artillery, and Sidney Wymer was a member of the Essex Regiment. They all died in 1944 in Italy. Millions of other people have died in wars in the last 100 years, offering up their lives so that we might live in freedom without fear. Our third petal is another P. This time it stands for prayer. Colin will shortly lead us in a special time of prayer this morning. Prayer is the way we Christians talk to God. We've come today to remember in our prayers all those who have died and suffered because of war, those who've been injured, and those charities and organisations who help people who've been affected by war, both in the past and in the present. Our fourth petal is also a P. This time it stands for peace. I read with interest recently the fact that in the last 4,000 years, only 288 years saw peace. And in that time, over 8,000 peace agreements have been made and then broken. We must all pray and work together for a peaceful, fair and just world, whatever age we are. And I'm sure we can all play our part, even if in a very small way, amongst our families, our work colleagues, and our school and college friends. The First World War, over 100 years ago, was supposed to be the war to end all wars. But I stand here, ashamed to say, that many millions of people, including children, have died as a result of wars and conflicts since then. Peace in our time, to quote Sir Winston Churchill, should be a reality and not a dream. We now have four petals. But what holds them together? Well, it's the fifth letter. If you look at the poppy that you're wearing, there is a black circle in the middle that does that very thing. It holds the petals together. This represents the last letter in poppy, letter Y. And that stands for you, but also for me too. In the First World War, there was a very famous poster. The poster is of a soldier called Lord Kitchener. He's pointing his finger and saying, "Your country needs you." This poster was to encourage men to volunteer to serve their country by joining up into the armed services. My great uncle was one of those. However, other people can't do our remembering for us. We have to praise God. We have to accept Christ's offering for our lives and ourselves in return. We need to pray to God and especially work for peace in a world which is still being torn apart by violence and wars. The poppy is a symbol that causes people to remember. But Christians have another symbol, the cross. By this symbol, we remember the greatest sacrifice ever shown to the world. Jesus, the Son of God, died for each one of us so that the world and us too might be saved from sin and receive the greatest gift of all, the peace and love that passes all understanding. A peace that keeps our hearts and minds focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we personally cannot stop the horrible things that happen in our world today, but we can pray and we can show our love to others, even those we don't like very much. As you leave church, you'll be given a paper poppy. The actual day of remembrance is tomorrow, the 11th day of the 11th month, which is when the First World War ceased. And at 11 a.m, everyone is encouraged to stop what they're doing for 2 minutes to remember in silence, a bit like we did this morning. I suggest that you could take your paper poppy in your bag, in your pocket, or even you could hold it in your hand at this time and remember quietly something you've remembered from our service today. I pray that the Lord will send his Holy Spirit to surround us all today and always, so that the sacrifice of so many will not be in vain or ever forgotten. Amen.